This is Morning Edition on GPB. I'm Joshua Stewart. A study published earlier this year in the Journal of Managerial Psychology reports that workplace bullying is not only prevalent, but those bullies get ahead in the office and their careers. They get good performance reviews. They achieve high levels of career success. Brandon Smith is joining me to talk about this pretty disheartening news. He's a workplace and career coach and our go-to expert on such things. Hi.
This is sad news, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, this is just the latest in a series of studies about mean people and bullies getting ahead at work. What in the world is going on?
Unfortunately, it's sad and not too surprising when we look a little bit under the covers. So I'm switching hats a little bit. I'm going to put on my therapist hat. Okay, we're going to talk a little more about clinically what's going on here. So bullies, when we loosely categorize folks as bullies, often they have very high levels of emotional intelligence. They can read people very well, and they use emotion to manipulate people and get what they want. First, they use it to manipulate their boss so that they're really good at managing up. So they get their boss to love them. The other component and why bullies rise to the top is they're very aggressive. They're very aggressive, and they're not afraid to kick other people down. And so while they're pleasing their boss and looking like they're perfect, they're picking off people one at a time and kicking them down.
Are we a meaner culture than we used to be, or are we just now starting to study this stuff and become more aware of it?
We're just starting to study this stuff and become more aware of it. In fact, I would say this is probably more common in cultures where people are much more transactional.
Where office cultures, you mean?
Well, office cultures or work cultures, but even you can talk even more broadly and say country and region cultures. When you've got countries and regions where there's a higher level of desperation, you're going to have more bully behavior because there's greater incentive to be aggressive. You've got to be aggressive if you want to get what you want.
So how can I thwart a bully's attacks either on me or on a coworker?
A couple things about bullies. Usually, bullies have pretty high levels of insecurity. It's why they bully. They don't like vulnerability. They don't like being exposed. Other thing about bullies, which is important to know, is they're very good about picking people off one at a time. So what you want to do is first share your experience with people outside of work so they can reassure you you're not crazy. Step number two, you need to find other people. Because the way to confront a bully is never by yourself. Because bullies have amassed a certain amount of individual power, and they will retaliate. So what you need to do is you need to go to HR as a group.
This study that we're talking about noted this is all happening despite organizational efforts to stop bullying. So are those just not working?
It's human nature. You're still going to have bullies. It's a way for people who have a level of insecurity to get ahead by being very aggressive and intimidate other people. And as I noted before, the really nasty bullies are particularly good at manipulating people and systems. I think that's part of the challenge too. They're very good at managing the politics piece.
Brandon Smith teaches about communication and workplace culture at Emory University and Georgia State. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.